Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, okay, here we go. You put yourself on mute. Today is Daf Kuf Tes. We are on Kuf Ches Amid Beis on the second to bottom line. Hu Haya Omer, he said, Yad Le'ein Tiktats. If you touch your eyes with your hands before you wash until Sidayim, your hands should be cut off. Rashi says, Shachris kodum shiita yadav. In the morning, before you wash your hands should be cut off. Yad l'chotem, touch your nose, tiktat, should be cut off. Yad l'peh, you touch your mouth, tiktat, should be cut off. Yad l'ozen, your ears, tiktat, should be cut off. Yad l'chasoda, if you touch the place where you let blood, tiktat, your head should be cut off. Yad l'ama, touch your privates, tiktat, your hand should be cut off. Yad lapia tabas, which is your backside, tiktat, your hand should be cut off. Says Rashi, tiktat, noach lo she tiktat. It doesn't mean I'm really going to cut off your hand. It means your hand should be cut off. She ruach ra shara la yad, because there's a ruach ra on your hands. U misamamo, and it makes you damaged. V'chein kulan, all the things on the list over here are the same story. It should happen to you because you're putting yourself in danger. But you don't walk into a fire. You don't walk into traffic. So what are you doing over here? Putting yourself literally mamash in danger. It's a machlokes between some of the kafachayim. He says it's not a physical danger. It's a spiritual danger. So you're not going to get sick. That's not going to happen to you. You're going to forget your learning. Some kind of physical danger. Some kind of spiritual danger. Others say, no, it's like a physical danger. Okay. Yad legigis, tiksas, if you touch the barrel, your hand should be cut off. Yad masama means if you touch your yad masama, it'll make you blind. Yad machareshes, it'll make you deaf. Yad maila pilu pifulifus, it's gonna have something with your nose, some kind of nose problem. Okay, Tanya. One second. Tanya, Nelson Omer, Baschorin Hizu is a some kind of spirit or some kind of something called Baschorin. Umak Peres Ad Shiir Chatz Gimel Pa'am, Biyad Gimel Pa'am, and it goes away when you wash your hands three times. Omer B'Yochanan Puch, some kind of makeup. Maver Bas Melech removes the Bas Melech. Uposek as Dima and stops the tears. Umar B'Seir Ba'Avavayim and gives you more hair in your eyelids. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer Puch. The name of this makeup, Maver Bas Melech, removes the Bas Melech, Uposek Esadimos, and it gets rid of the tears, Umar Beseir Ba'afavim, and it increases your hair in your eyelids. Amar Mar, Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Olin, so I don't know where that is, it's other places. Other places in Shas have a discussion about that. One of the sources, yes. Amar Shmuel, Olin are leaves. Ein ba behen mishum refuah. There's no issue of, now, since we're talking about things that make you sick, so the Gemara now goes on to a tangent about refuah. Now, the halacha is, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. If you're a cholish yesh bo sakana, then you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. No question about that. If you're a cholish she'ein bo sakana, you're also allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. No issue about that either. So who can't take medicine on Shabbos? If you're less than a cholish she'ein bo sakana. What's a chol she'ein bo sakana? What's less than that? So they say a chol she'en bo sakara means you have to go into bed. You have to get into bed. You can't sit at the Shabbos table. You just don't feel well enough to sit at the Shabbos table. If you're that level, it's a chol she'en bo sakara. They can't take medicine. So who can't take medicine? Anyone less than that? A little bit this, a little bit pain in my joint. Your life is going to go on. If it was a weekday, you go to work. If it was a regular day, you'd live regular. Such a person, not allowed to take medicine. Eating these olin, right? So Rashi says, in behem refuah, b'achilaso, if you eat them, l'ha'ir einayim, somehow people thought they were good for the eyes. Lo masnu, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. They don't heal you. Amar of Yosef, so Yosef says, back in the Gemara, kuzbarta ein bo mishum refuah. This kuzbarta, whatever it is, also ein bo mishum refuah. Amar of Sheshes, kishuas, whatever that is, ein bo mishum refuah. All these things have no refuah value. And therefore, you can eat them on Shabbos. Amar of Yosef, kuzbarta afil ludidi kashli. Not only that, for me, it wasn't even good. It didn't taste good. It wasn't good. Right? The Tosfos says on the second Tosfos, kashalari, im kain, amai itzdruch lememer of Yosef, kuzbarta ein bo mishum refuah. What is he saying? What is he saying? That for me, it didn't, for not refuah, right? Kol shkein delo, kiven demachzekes le'inayim, it's bad for the eyes. Kol shkein delo merapa, it certainly doesn't have any value for regarding refuah. Dachi kamar, ein ba mishum refuah, what does that mean? Klomar, yesh atoin v'sarvin sheish pem refuah. There are those people out there that think it works. They think it has refuah. That's what they think. Ve'ein ba refuah, not only, not true. Not only that, it's even worse. Ela machzekes le'inayim. It's even worse. It's even harmful. The eyachalios shemahena also shuminyan. You can't get an off from it in not one single area. Well, it's not refuah. At least it tastes good. No, not only it does not taste good, it ruins your eyes. Bad all over. Omer of Sheshes, gargisa, this whatever this gargisa is, afilu l'didi, miley. Even me, it helped. Even me, it helped. So Rav Sheshes was blind. So how can you say it helps for the eyes? What did he mean? What did he mean? That it helped. What did it help? He was blind. Couldn't see anyway. How can it help for the eyes? But they're talking about eyes. So other Rishonim say, it doesn't mean for eyesight. That's not what it means. It can't mean that. It means other eye help. Other eye thing. Maybe eyes fresh, whatever. Can't mean eyesight, because Sheshes, unfortunately, was blind. So can't mean that. Armar Ukva Armar Shmuel. Kol mine kishus sharu. All types of kishus, which were some kind of vegetable, some kind of herb, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, because it's not clear that you're eating it for refuah, because everyone eats it. Like tea or chicken soup. Everyone eats that. But, you know, if you're not feeling well, it helps you. It makes you feel, gives you a little boost, gives you a little strength. It makes it, cheers you up. It makes you feel better. But so that's mutter. Labar miturza, except for turza, right? Rashi says, because nobody eats that unless they're sick. So that is only a medicine. Nobody eats that unless they're sick. Amar of Chista, shrike tavya shari. So this is some kind of smearing oil and eggs on something that is roasting. Right? And it's some kind of, that's what I think it means, some kind of, is that what it is? Smearing, what? Basting oil and, you know, egg on a roasted dish. And somehow it might have been some medicine help, might have been some value, but everyone did it. So it's okay. Papue bay usser. Is that right here? Mixing eggs, that's usser. The bitsu, listen to this. The bitsu de Ze'iri, the wife of Ze'iri, of the lalachir barashi. She did this for someone else. So why is the wife of Ze'iri cooking for someone else? So Rav Nissen Gon says, because no, Ze'iri passed away, and then she married this other person, lachir barashi. So why is he calling him the wife of Ze'iri? The wife of Ze'iri, there's a reason why. I'll see you in a minute. The wife of Ze'iri got remarried to Chiya Barashi and used to cook it like this for him. V'lachal, he wouldn't touch that. Amrulay, l'rabach avdilach, my previous husband did it, he ate it. So why aren't you eating it? So va'at lo achalta, and you're not eating it. So ziri l'taimei. Ziri had his own pshat. Damar ziri. Notice that adam yayin talu l'mayin talul untoch ha'mishameres b'shabbes. You can put clear wine or clear water in a strainer on Shabbos. In a choshesh, you don't have to worry about it. Alma, what do you see? Given the mishtati hachi lav midika oven. Since you would drink it without putting it in the strainer, then the strainer has no value. You drink it without it. So what is the strainer good for? Nothing. Since you do it anyway, it's okay. So to over here, since he would eat it anyway, he could eat it on Shabbos even if he wasn't feeling well. But not me, because I wouldn't eat it on Shabbos. I would eat it unless I'm sick. Okay. Hachanami, given the mesachal hachi, lav mi dikavid. Since I would eat it anyway like this, then, or your husband, your previous husband, he would have ate it anyway. So there's no additional value. It's mutter for him. Or my rukva, mishanag for yado or raglo. He has a wound in his hand or in his foot. Samsa biyayin, you could soak it in wine. In a choshesh, you don't have to worry about that. What about vinegar? Amar of Hillel, Rav, Ashi, Kiavina Bear of Kahana, Amri, Chololo. Vinegar, no. Right? Vinegar, no. Amar Rava, Bahani B'nei Mechuza, the people of Mechuza, given the Mefanki, since they're very finicky, very particular, Afilu Chamra, Nami Masiluhu. It even helps them, right? Therefore, they can't even use wine. They can't use wine, right? Ravina Ikla Lever Vashi, went to Ravashi's house. Chazia Didarche Le Chamra Agva Dikare. He put a donkey, stepped on someone's foot or someone's hand or something. So Vyasiv Katamis Le Bechala. So he was soaking it in vinegar, right? So Amale Lo Sava Lamar Lahad Amr of Hillel. But didn't we just say a minute ago, two lines ago, you can't do that? You can't vinegar, you can't do? So Amalei, Gava Yad, Vagava Regal Shiny. No. The hand and the foot is different. It's a different, it's something that happened to your other part of your knee or something. That's different. But your hand and your foot are different than you're allowed to. Ikadamri, Chazia de Katsamis Le Bechamra. He saw that he was soaking it in wine. Amalei, Lo Savala Mar, Lo Hadamra, Rava, Hani Ben Mechuza, Kivin de Mefanki, Afilu Chamra, Nani Masi Luhu. Even they were so delicate. Even wine, which is such a weak medicine, very weak. Nobody uses it for medicine. Even they wouldn't do it. So you can't do it. So Umar Nami Hamafunak, and you're also like that. You're a very particular person. Amalei Gavyad VeGavreg El Shiny. You're right. But the hand and the foot are different. Amar Vada Barbasna Amar Rav Gav Hayad VeGav Haregel the Gav Hayad and Gav Haregel. It's like an open wound, an internal wound. You have much more leeway to be Mechal Shabbos. Not Mechal Shabbos, you're not being Mechal Shabbos, you're keeping Shabbos, but okay. Tana Rabbanan. Rochatzin, you're allowed to wash yourself. B'mei Grar, with water is from Grar. B'mei Chamsin, water is from Chamsin. B'mei Asya, water is from over there. B'mei Tiveria, water is from over there. Avalo B'yam HaGadol, you can't go to the ocean. Below, b'mei mishra. You can't use water that was used to soak things. Below, b'yama shel sedom. And you can't use the yam of sedom. What's that? The Dead Sea. Rashi says, shishorin, lo b'mei mishra, shishorin bo pishtan. They would soak flax in there. Be'ein derech v'chitza behen. Nobody washes in the Dead Sea. Nobody goes there for a swim. Why do you go there? Because there's medicine. Right, everyone goes in there. They sell the products. El refu demasi. They go there for refu because it heals. The chain biyamashal sedom demaliach tuv. It's very salty. The ain rochsin, but nobody goes there to go first. Nobody goes there for otherwise. El refua umucha chamilsa, and it's got a reputation. And therefore, what? It's mucha chamilsa. It's clear why are you going there. Why are you going there? For medicine. You're not allowed to. Okay. What? No, nothing to do with bathing on Shabbos. Forget that issue. There's a different issue. The issue is medicine. You're not allowed to take medicine. So it's not only taking medicine internally, like a pill or a cup of on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do anything. Not allowed to do any type of medicine that on Shabbos. That's it. Unless you're a chola she'ein bo sakana or worse. So if you're a chol she'ein bo sakana, you're allowed to take medicine. What? No, we're not discussing the bath issue. We're talking about only the medicine issue. Right. Okay. Verminu, one second. We have another braisa that says, Rochatzin v'meit teveria. You can use meit teveria. Ubiyama gadol. And the yama gadol. Avalo v'mei mishra. No, you can't use a mishra below biyama shel sedom. And you can't use the yama shel sedom. So kashi yama gadol, yama gadol. The kasha and the stira. We said before that you cannot use yama gadol. And here it says you can. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Two different people. Har Reb Meir, one sheet is Reb Meir. The one who says mutter is Reb Meir. And Har Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda said it's aser. So it's not a stira, it's two different people. Okay, now, ditnan. Because there's a Mishnah in Parah. And the Mishnah in Parah says like this. So there's two in the Torah. We don't really have this today. Although maybe you can somewhere, in, you know, when you go hiking. But there's two types of mikvahs. There's a mikvah, and then there's a natural spring. It's called a mayon, a natural spring. What's the difference between the two? So a mikvah, we know what a mikvah is. Everybody's been to a mikvah. But a mayon is something called mayim chayim. It's good for a zav has to go in that, right? And you need mayim chayim water to sprinkle for a metorah, and also for paraduma water, right? All those things require mayim chayim. That's one halacha. And the next, second halacha is that a mayim chayim, will be metar somebody, even if the water is flowing. Even if it's flowing water. But for a mikvah, it's the opposite. It can't be flowing. Okay? Okay, fine. So ditnan. There's a Mishnah in Parah that says, Kol hayamim kimikvah. All oceans are like a mikvah. Shenemar, like it says, Ulamikvah hayamayim kari yamim. Divir Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, no. Yama gadol kimikvah. Only the yama gadol is like a mikvah. Below nemar yamim, ela sheyesh bo yamim harbe. And why is it called yamim in the plural? Because there's many, many different types of water, meaning different shapes and different. Reb Yossi Omer, Kol hayamim mitar in bezochlin. All water is tohar bezochlin, bezochlin means it's flowing. Uposlin lezavin ulumitzoroyim ulakadosh pen mechatos, and they're puzzle for all those things because they don't have a. It's not a mayon. It's not a mayon. It's not mayim chayim. What do you see from here? That Reb Meir was not machalik between any kinds of oceans. It says they're all the same, right? What does it say over here? Reb Meir Omer, Divrei Reb Meir. Kol hayamim mikvah. Everything's a mikvah. Why? Because he said, it says, L'mikvah mayim kam hayamim. Everything's a mikvah. He didn't differentiate, but Reb Yehuda differentiated. So Reb Meir was matir all types of oceans, right? Right? The Mishnah says you can go bathing in the Yam Tveri Yam HaGadol. Why can he go bathing? How can he go bathing on Shabbos? Point is, there's no medicine there. Why? Because he equates them all. And the other man, the Amar, over here, Reb Yehuda, does not. Therefore, so you see that the same machlokas they have in Para is the same machlokas they have in here in Masechta Shabbos. Maska floor of Nachman by Yitzchok. One second. Eimor de pligi l'inyan tumah, utahira. L'inyan Shabbos, mishim asle. One second. This, someone asked me this the other day. So many comparisons throughout the Masechta between Hilchas Tumah and Hilchas Shabbos. What's the connection? There's nothing to do with each other. Just because you hold Hilchas Tumah, so does the Yama Gadol, whatever that is, it's either the Atlantic Ocean or the Mediterranean Ocean. It's a Mediterranean Sea. It's a Machlokes. Let's say the Atlantic Ocean. So the Atlantic Ocean has properties regarding Tumah. Why? Because it's not flowing. It is flowing. What does that do with Hilchas Shabbos? Hilchas Shabbos, the issue is, do people do that are healthy? If healthy people do it, you could do it. Healthy people don't do it. Only sick people do it. Then you can't do it because it's medicine. With nothing to do with each other. El Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Lo Kasha. So a different answer. You're right. Ha. When is it Aser the Ishtahi? When you stay in there. You take a schwitz in there for two hours. You're in the ocean for 2 hours. Why? Because the properties of the water are healing you. Ha. When is it not Aser the Lo Ishtahi? Well, you don't stay hang out. Go in and out. You're hot, whatever it is. You go in and out quickly. That's a different story. Mayo Kimta, Libas Raisa. So how do we end off? How do we end off this story here? You're allowed to go in the Yam HaGadol. You're allowed to go in the Yam HaGadol. Why? He's only hanging out there very short. So it's mutter. The lowest day, well, you don't hang out. If you don't hang out, then I feel the Mishra Nami. Then why can't you go into the Mishra water? Which we said you can't do. The Hatanya, because we said, Rochatim Me Tiveria, Ume Mishra, Uviyama Shal Sodom, Afal Pish Yesh Bo Chatotim, even if you have wounds and stuff on your body, Barosh on your head, Vedavar Murim Shal Nishta. It's only if you don't hang out there. Aval Nishtaya Usher, but if you hang out there, it's Usher. So what's the question? So why can't you even go to a Me Mishra? To Ella, Yamagodo, Yamagodo, Blokasha. We're going to give a different answer. Ha, when is it mutter? Biyafin Shabo, in the good part of the river, in the good part, the beach part where everyone hangs out there. Everyone's there. You go there, you can't even get a spot. It's so crowded. Over there, not Rafua. Everyone's over there. Ha, when is it Asur? Biroim Shabo, in the bad part. Nobody goes there, right? Nobody goes there. So why are you there? You're there because there's medicine that you can't do. Memishra, Memishra, Nami Lokasha. Memishra is also not a stira. Ha de shtoi. When is it usher? When you hang out in that water. Ha de lo shtoi. When is it not usher? When you don't hang out in that water. And that ends the Gemara. Next Mishnah. Ain ochlin ezovin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat ezovin on Shabbos. Do they translate what that is?
No.
No. You know, what? Menezov. It's some kind of grass. Why not? Because no healthy people eat that. It's only taken by sick people, and therefore it's medicine. Therefore you can't. You can eat yazar. You can eat yazar. Shosa. Abubroa. You can eat all that. Kol ochlin ochel adam l'rafua. Anything that you eat for rafua. B'chol mashkin shosa. And anything, in other words, any normal food that happens to benefit you, that's okay. Any drink, it's a normal drink, and it happens to benefit you, that's okay. Chutz, except for made the column, except for made the column. Palm, saw, thank you. The kos ikrin, some kind of kos with different kind of spices in there. They shehen li yeroka, because they make you sick. Aval shosu made the column with samo. But if you could, you're allowed to drink it if you're thirsty. Says Rashi, imein achola, if you're not sick. Because if you're sick, and you can't drink it, because it's refua. V'sach, shemen ikrin, shalola refua. And you're allowed to anoint yourself with shemen ikrin, not refua. Put on deodorant on Shabbos, not refua. Right? Amar of Yosef, Azov is, what is that? Avarta bar hemeg. It's some kind of something that's in the swamp. Some kinds of materials in the swamp. Ezvon, ezvion, abrasa bar hinig. It's some kind of grass that grows by the thorns. Ula amar, mora chivra. Some kind of plant. Ula ikla lebeir of Shmuel bar Yehuda. I see lekaime mora chivra. They brought that for him. Amru, he said, hainu ezov diksiv bar raisa. That's the same thing as ezov. Like they say in the Torah, ezov grass. It's the same thing. Rav Papi Omar Shumshak, he called it Shumshak. Omar Vyermia Midifti Kavaseder of Papi Mistabra. I think Rav Papi's right. It's Nan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Para. Mitzvah's Azov. What's Azov grass? What is it? So we don't know what it is. So they said in Para, you know what it is? It's Shlosha Klachin, three stalks. Ubahan, on each one, is Shlosha Giv Olin. It's three branches. Vishumshak, who the Mishtacha Hachi. This is what it looks like. What we call shumshak, that's what it is. So it must be the same thing. Lamai achlile. Lamai achlile means, what is it good for? The answer, what does it heal? What does it heal? The kukiani, it heals, like some kind of bugs in your body, worms. Lamai achlile, how do you eat it? So, b'sheva tamri ukmasa. With seven black dates. Mimai havye, how'd you get the worms? How'd that happen to you? So the Gemara says, Mikimcha disairi, from barley flour, the khalif Allah arbin yomim. It's been sitting there for 40 days. So if you eat that, you'll get the worms. And to get rid of the worms, eat the azov grass with seven black dates. Ha'ochel hu es yazar. You're allowed to eat yazar. My yazar, what's yazar? Putnak, Is that mint? Pennyworld. Okay, something else. Lamai achilei. Why do you eat it? Why do you eat it? What does it heal? Larakta. Another kind of worms. Lamai achilei. How do you eat it? Sheva tamri chivrusa. White dates. Mimai havye. How'd you get the worms? The answer is me umsa umaya. Aliba rekana, meat and water on an empty stomach. Bisra shmana aliba rekana, fat meat on an empty stomach. Bisra the Torah aliba rekana, meat of an ox on an empty stomach. Me'am guza aliba rekana, nuts on an empty stomach. Umigire deruvia, some kind of leek. Fenugreek, aliba rekana on an empty stomach. Umashti maya abasero, then he ate afterwards. Velo. And if you don't have any pennyroyal, or it didn't work, what do you do? Livla tichli, take cress, chivrusa, white one, vilo, and if not, leise betainisa, don't eat fast, velese bisra shmana, and take fatty meat, velishde agumri, put it on coals, the limits garma, suck the meat. What? Suck the juicy piece. Veligma chala, and then swallow vinegar. Vigadamri chala, don't do that. You show him dekasha lekavda. It's not good for the liver. Ve lo, and if you don't have those, all those ingredients, so that didn't work. Lysi gurda de asinta. It's the, what did I write here? Yeah, it's the peel. The peel of the, Asinta is a sneh, the bush, the Moshe Rabbeinu's sneh. The greda me'ilya l'tatoy v'lo me'tatoy l'ilay. Go from the top to the bottom of the bush, not from the bottom to the top. Dilma nafki aidai pume. Maybe it'll come out of its mouth. V'lishkalei b'shichra, and cook it in beer. Be'i shivavei, that was from Ben HaShemoshos, during Ben HaShemoshos. U'lamachra, and the next day, niskarian l'nekavin d'idei, Niskarvin Linakovendi day, something about going to the bathroom. Close your nostrils, Velishti, and drink it. When you go to the bathroom, Mafane apis af shizcha de dikla. Go to the bathroom near where a cut down dekel tree is. Yeah. Right. Okay. Very good. Next. Oh, shkoyach. Now changes everything. Vishosin abubrua, and you drink that. My abubrua, what is that? Chumrataya, that's what it is. My chumtaria, what's that? Chutra yichidoi, alone, what? Alone stick? Lamai of delay. Why do you have to drink it? What did you do? What happened to you? Ligluye, because you ate water that was uncovered. You drank water that was uncovered. In the old those days, there was a fear of snakes. Putting poison, right? So don't, that's like a real sakana. That's not a spiritual thing. It's a real thing. The elo, and if not, laisi chamsha klili, take 5 roses, the chamsha kusta, and 5 cups, the shikra of beer, the lashaklinu, pahadi adadi, and cook it all together, ad the kaima a nafka, until you have a revius, finish it and drink it. Image of Achdevai Barami, his mother of the Leila Hu Gavra, she made for somebody Chad Kalila, 1 cup. One rose. The Chad Kusta, 1 cup. The Shichra of beer. Shakle, she cooked it. Veishkisi, she'd say, and he drank it. Vishagra Tanura, the Garfte, they lit up the fire and they removed the coals. Garfte means from Grufa. The Osvise Lebene Begade. They put a brick in the oven. Vinafa kahutza yarka. And what does that mean? And the poison came out of his where? Okay. And the poison came out. Ravavia Amar, Ravavia said, Ravias of Dechalba, a Ravias of milk. Me'iza chivrusa, from a white goat. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, why is the esroga chalisa? Bring a sweet esrog. What's a sweet esrog? Esrogim are sour. I'm not sure what that means. V'lachakie, hollow it out, right? Then v'lemri duvsha, bring honey. V'lotzve be melale denura, and put on the coals of a fire. V'lichle and eat it. Rav Chanina Amar, Rav Chanina said, this is an antidote for mayim galuyim, for open exposed water, is meraglay and bnei arbaim yom. To drink that, to drink urine that's 40 days old or from a 40 day old baby, right? Yeah. So the question is it kosher? Is it kosher? Medicine. So we're going to have in the next 2-3 days, like eating dirt. Those ones, is it even kosher? Someone told me once a story. One of the guy was in camp, and he was like the farmers do. They put a piece of hay in their mouth, and they're like chewing it. And one of the kids is doing it, and one of the rabbis told him, you're not allowed to do that. He was eating grass. I don't know.
What is
grass? What? Right, so why is grass different than wheat? Or an apple, right? It grows in the ground. Just says we normally don't eat it. Why should that be not kosher? Doesn't make sense, right? Just bothering him, right? Didn't want to look like a hillbilly, right? Nothing's wrong with them. He didn't want it to look like them. Exactly. So next, Barzina Lizibura. So now you have this urine. So a small cup. Is if a wasp put poison in the cup? Rivi, I'm wrong? Rivia lakrava, a rivi is for a scorpion. Palga rivia ligiluya, a half of a rivi is if it was open, exposed, right? Rivia afil shafimalu, and if it's a rivi, it'll help even for witchcraft, which is, I guess, a higher form of harm. Omer B'Yochanan, Anigron, the Avnigar, the Tirkei, Malu, they all help. Bainly Gluye, Bainly Kshafim. Whether it's for exposed, for what are they exposed, or for witchcraft. Haiman, Debola, Chivra. Okay, this I'm not sure how to read this. If somebody swallowed a snake. So, Lukle, Kishusa, eat shoots. What? Oh, hops, I'm sorry, hops. Bimilcha, in salt, ulariata plus a milk, then run 3 miles. Rav Shimon bar Ashi chazil lehu gavi. So a guy, the ball achivi swallowed a snake. Ad malek kiparsha. What does that mean? He appeared to him as a horseman. Okay. Uchle kishusa b'milcha. He ate beer with salt. Ariate kamei plus a milk. He ran 3 miles. Unafak mine gugu. And the snake came out in pieces. Ikad de Amri, Rav Shimon bar Ashi, Bala Chivya, he swallowed a snake. Us Eliyahu came, Admi Lei Kipirsha, he appeared like a horseman. Ach Lei Kishusa B'milcha, he ate the hops of salt. Barate Kameh Tlasit Mili, he ran 3 miles. B'nafak Mine Guvi Guvi, came out in pieces. Haiman de Tarke Chivra, if somebody's bitten by a snake, Lysi Uvra de Chamra, bring the, what is this, resin? The embryo of a donkey, chivra, a white one, the likre, rip it open, losve aleve, and put it on top of him, on the bite. It's only true as long as the donkey was not a trefa. It's not even a kosher animal, but it can't be a trefa. Right, obviously not. It has to be a trefa. Okay. Hahu bar kasha de pumpadisa. There was a officer in Pumpadisa, the Tarke Chivra, he was bitten by a snake. Havitzlesa Chamri Chivza, he had 13 white donkeys, Pumpadisa. Colonel Lukulu, he ripped open all of them. Vishkachu Trefa, they all found the Trefa. Havichada Bahu Gisa de Pumpadisa, there was one area in Pumpadisa, had the Uzli Umaisile, by the time they went there, Achla Arye, that lion ate the donkey, and there were no more white donkeys in Pumpadisa that were in Trefas. So the guy couldn't get healed. Amrle Abaya, Dilma Chivid Rabban Antarke. Maybe the reason why he got bitten by a snake was because you didn't listen to the Chachamim, or you're bothering them, or you go violating them. The last lu asusa, there's no refuah for that. Because it says, uparitz geder yishchenu nachash. You paritz geder, you breach the fence, snake should bite you. Amrle in Rebbe, it's true. The chinach nafshe derav when Rav died. Gazer vitzach bar bisna the leka dilamatayu asa the gidmi lehilula betavla. Right? They made a gzera that when he died, they shouldn't dance in front of a chasan and a kala with different kinds of instruments. When they bring the branches, I guess they would juggle adasim and things, whatever it was. V'ozal ihu, he went, this guy went, amte asa the gidmi lehilula betavla. He did all that. He was some jester at the wedding, and they made a gzera not to do it. Rav just died. Made a gzera, the wedding should be tempered, right? And he didn't listen. Takeh chivri amiss. So a snake bit him, and he died. Okay? So I don't understand much of this daf, but I could say one thing. Before we said the daf, we all said a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Hopefully, right? And even if you didn't, even though we don't understand one word of today's daf, most of we didn't understand a word of it, he still had a bracha in the Birchas Torah in the morning, right? So we still learn Torah. We'll pick up tomorrow from Haiman de Karka Givra. It goes on all the way till tomorrow also. So well, tomorrow is exactly the whole thing is the same thing tomorrow. So we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.